It's Thursday, November 10th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Indonesia is hosting this year's G20 Leaders Summit of Major World Economies. The G20 held its first ever religion forum last week ahead of the summit. Several bishops addressed a group of religious leaders at the event being held in the world's most populous Muslim country. Bishop Matthew Hassan Kuka from Nigeria told the forum that Christians in his country face significant violence at the hands of Muslim extremists. Iraqi Archbishop Bashar Warda also addressed the forum. He warned that Christians in Iraq are at the very edge of extinction due to Muslim violence. Nigeria is ranked 7th and Iraq is ranked 14th on the Open Doors World Watch list of nations where it is most difficult to be a Christian. Last month, a court in the United Kingdom acquitted a Christian preacher arrested for criticizing Muhammad and Buddha. Police arrested 32-year-old Sean O'Sullivan back in 2020 for alleged, quote, hate speech, end quote. O'Sullivan had been preaching that salvation can only be found through Jesus and not through Islam or Buddhism. He welcomed the court ruling, stating, quote, we must be free to critique other religions and to debate in public without being accused of being racist and ending up in a prison cell and in court, end quote. Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Results from the U.S. 2022 midterm elections continue to come in, and Republicans are not getting the red wave they were hoping for. Despite projections for Republicans to take the House and a toss-up for control of the Senate, control of both chambers remains too early to call. The race in Georgia between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker is headed to a December 6th runoff since neither candidate broke the 50% mark, reports Reuters. Once again, the result of a Georgia Senate race could potentially determine the control of the Senate. However, some races have been called. Republican Governor Brian Kemp defeated Democrat Stacey Abrams for the governorship of Georgia. Democrats gained a seat in the Senate with Democrat John Fetterman defeating Republican Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania. And Democrats also flipped governorships in Maryland and Massachusetts. Despite underperforming in Congress, Republicans did see a red wave in one state, Florida. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis won re-election by 19 points, and Republican Senate incumbent Marco Rubio won his race by over 16 points. By January, Democrats are expected to hold no statewide office in Florida for the first time in modern history. During his victory speech, DeSantis called Florida the state where woke goes to die.
We fight the woke in the legislature. We fight the woke in the schools. We fight the woke in the corporations. We will never, ever surrender to the woke mob. Florida is where woke goes to die.
And as DeSantis concluded his speech, he quoted 2 Timothy 4, verse 7.
I am honored by your support, and I look forward to the road ahead. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race in this first term, and I have kept the faith.
For the midterm elections, several states set abortion measures on the ballot. Voters in California, Michigan, and Vermont voted to legalize the murder of unborn babies up until birth. However, Kentucky voters rejected a proposed constitutional amendment to deny any right to abortion. In a surprise move, a Republican won Guam's at-large congressional district for the first time since the 1990s. The district has sent a non-voting delegate to the U.S. House since 1972. Guam's Republican victor, James Moylan, says he's a man of faith and supports anti-abortion legegislation. Daniel 2:21 says, God changes times and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. And finally, United Arab Emirates officials announced the discovery of a Christian monastery on the country's Sinaia Island last Thursday. It's the second monastery discovered in the Emirates that could be nearly 1,500 years old. That would make the monasteries older than Islam itself in the area. Officials were in the process of building a bridge to Sinia Island for real estate development. To make way for the bridge, they demolished a huge Soviet-era cargo plane linked to a Russian arms smuggler known as the Merchant of Death. In God's providence, the whole project led to the discovery of the monastery. And that's the World View in 5 minutes, on this Thursday, November 10th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.